On November 12th, 1912, there took place in the very heart of Spain, in the very heart of Madrid, the Puerta del Sol, a tragic event. The prime minister, the head of the government at the time, José Canalejas, was engaging in one of his favorite pastimes, gazing at the store window of a bookstore, when an individual approached him and fired several shots from point blank range, killing him almost instantly. This picture captures the scene just shortly after that occurred. Now, who was this man? José Canalejas y Méndez was a prominent Spanish politician and statesman who played a significant role during the late 19th century and early 20th centuries. He is remembered for his efforts to modernize Spain and his reformist policies aimed at addressing the social and political challenges of his time. He was born in Galicia in a city called Ferrol in 1854. He came from a liberal middle-class family, and he went to school or university in Madrid at Central University, where he became active in intellectual circles and politics. His early influences included the liberal and republican ideas that were common in Spain during the late 19th century. He began his political career as a member of the Liberal Party, rising through its ranks and eventually becoming one of its key figures. He held several important positions throughout his career, the most important being prime minister. This came about in 1910 under King Alfonso XIII. During his tenure, Canalejas aimed to modernize the Spanish political system and sort of curb the influence of the Catholic Church, as well as introduce social reforms to address labor problems and unrest and improve the welfare of the working class. Some of his notable reforms included the Ley del Candado, which was aimed at limiting the establishment of new religious orders in Spain in the hopes that it could sort of control the growing influence of the Catholic Church. Labor and social reforms included measures to improve working conditions, such as reducing the number of working hours and regulating child labor. He also worked to improve social welfare for the poor and disadvantaged sectors of society. He also sought to decentralize the government authority by giving more power to local governments and regions, attempting to address regional tensions, especially in Catalonia and the Basque Country. We've talked about this several times. And then in terms of military reforms, he worked on modernizing its structure and attempted to reduce the heavy influence of the officer class in political matters. The number of officers in the Spanish military was shockingly high, and on top of that, they tended to have a major influence on the political tendencies of the country. He will fail in this sense because they will continue to influence politics in some very violent ways in the decades to come. José Canalejas' reformist agenda made him a target for both conservative and anarchist elements on both sides of the political spectrum. And on November 12th, the date I was telling you about at the beginning, he was assassinated in Madrid by an anarchist named Manuel Pardiñas. His death marked a turning point in Spanish politics, contributing to the instability that plagued this country for the following years, and ultimately leading to the dictatorship of Miguel Primo de Rivera, and after that, the Spanish Civil War. Canalejas is remembered as one of the last great liberal reformers of pre-Civil War Spain. His vision for a modern, progressive Spain was cut short by his assassination, but his efforts at reforming the country's political, social, and religious systems left a lasting impact. Though many of his reforms were later rolled back or repealed, his work represented a crucial attempt to modernize Spain during a period of political turmoil and social unrest. Going back a little bit to that fateful day when he was assassinated, let's talk a little bit about that. By the time of his assassination, Canalejas had become a key figure in Spanish politics as the country's prime minister. His progressive policies, especially aimed at limiting the power of the Catholic Church and introducing labor reforms, got both widespread support and fierce opposition. He had, as I mentioned before, enemies on both ends of the political spectrum. The most dangerous end was anarchism, which in Spain was particularly strong during this period, and the anarchists committed frequent acts of violence and uprisings. The assassination of political figures was not uncommon, as anarchists sought to challenge the government and disrupt the political order. In fact, just a few years before that, they tried to kill the king and his bride on their wedding day. We talked about that in the previous podcast on historic photographs. So anyway, on the morning of November 12th, José Canalejas was walking in the Puerta del Sol and stopped to look at some books on display in the shop window. The bookstore was known as San Martín. It's no longer there. And while he was there, an anarchist named Manuel Pardiñas approached him and shot him multiple times. Canalejas died almost instantly from the gunshot wounds. Manuel Pardiñas was a young anarchist who had spent time in both Argentina and France, places where anarchism was thriving at the time. He returned to Spain and, driven by anarchist ideology, plotted to kill Canalejas. His motives were rooted in his belief that Canalejas represented the government and the oppressive capitalist system that anarchists sought to overthrow. After shooting Canalejas, Pardiñas tried to flee the scene. However, realizing that he would be captured, he turned the gun on himself and committed suicide. The assassination of Canalejas sent shockwaves throughout Spain and was widely condemned. It left a power vacuum in Spanish politics at a critical moment, as Canalejas had been working on several important reforms at the time, including improving Spain's political stability. His death was a major blow to the country's liberal reformist movement, and, as we said, would be just another piece in the road leading towards Spain's civil war 25 years later. Now, locating the exact spot where this happened isn't easy, but it isn't that hard either. The biggest problem is that there isn't a single plaque or sign commemorating the tragic event, which I find to be tragic in itself. All I could find was an indication that it was on the corner of the Puerta del Sol and a street called Carretas. Then from the photograph that we have in front of us and another one that I was looking at, we could identify the building and determine more or less where the bookshop was and the body fell. So I headed down there one day and discovered that the shop was no longer there. I actually knew that, so I wasn't expecting to find anything. It's currently replaced by a fairly loud and gaudy souvenir store, which is kind of a bummer. But anyway, these things happen. I looked around for any indication of the historic moment, but alas, I found nothing. But painted on this nearby street lamp, on the post of the street lamp, was an anarchist symbol, an A with a circle around it, and I found that to be a fitting image. And then you have the picture itself. What about that? I just can't stop gazing at the body lying on the sidewalk, arms spread out. It almost looks like something out of a Hollywood movie. And then in the background, the crowd looked on from a distance, and the front row is almost entirely filled with kids who must have sort of wiggled their way and sort of nudged their way up to the front row where they were trying to steal a look at the corpse. It's innately human to be curious, and it is especially typical of children to be curious and want to see things that are new and strange to them. So I found that sort of an interesting aspect of that picture, and there's a lot to talk about there. There is actually a short silent film from that period where they try to reenact the moment. And one curiosity there is that the man who portrays Manuel Pardiñas, the assassin, was a famous actor named Pepe Isbert, who, especially in his later years, would be very famous for a number of movies from the 50s and 60s. He always was sort of portrayed as sort of the a grandfather, paternal, nice man, a bit spacey, but with a good heart. So I found it interesting that one of his early roles was something quite different. So there you have it, another very interesting historic photo to look at. And that'll be all for our podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. And you can also check us out on our YouTube channel, which we post from time to time, and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.